when Jesus comes. Amen. That's what we're doing now. We're making preparations. How many know that the Lord is coming back? I say the Lord is coming back. He's coming back for church without a spot or wrinkle. You've got to be ready. Got to be ready. How many glad to still be here today? Yeah.
Heartache, had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, seen my share of troubles, but I'm still here.
Come on, y'all.
Bruises, taking my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Loneliness, seen my share of loneliness, but I'm still here.
Listen, y'all.
Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Come on, y'all can help me singing. Come on.
I made it, I made it, I made it, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Listen, I know some of y'all can relate to this.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on, but I'm still here.
Thank you, Lord.
Burdens, I had to bear so many burdens, but I'm still here. Oh, dark days, had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Come on, everybody, come on.
I made it, I made it, I made it, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Can I tell y'all how I made it? Listen.
It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there. Whatever came my way, a very present help in my time of stone. Standing right there just to see about me. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here. I made it, I made it, I made it. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Come on, look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor.
I made it. Yes, I made it I'm still here. Somebody said you wasn't gonna make it, but you're still here. Come on, come on. I made it. Yes, I made it. I'm still here. Yes, I made it. I'm still here. I made it. Yes, I made it. I'm still here. Through it all, I made it. Yes, I made it. I'm still here.
I need to talk to the real folk in here today. Anybody here, you know you ought not be here, but by the grace of God, you're still here. God has allowed you to remain in the land of the living. Amen. Thank God I'm still here. Been through some ups and some downs, but I'm still here. Thank God I'm still here. Amen. I needed that for myself today. Amen. With everything I've been through, with everything I'm going through. You know what I told the devil? I said, devil, I'm still here. I'm still on the Lord's side. Amen. 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 That's a word I want to lift today from the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Ruth, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 12. Ruth chapter 1, verse number 12. Amen. Ruth chapter 1, verse number 12. Turn again, my daughters, go your way. I am too old to have a husband, and if I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if I ought but death part thee and me. When she see that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Lord hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord had brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing that the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. Amen. I want to reason with you this Sunday and next Sunday from the thought, coming home the hard way. Coming home the hard way. The motivation for this message today was given to me some weeks ago while I was working, and we had to go and evict a young mother and three children. The landlord had given her a lot of latitude, and finally he said, I've got to have my property. And so in talking with her, I told her that I was a pastor, and she said, Reverend, she said, I, from Ohio, she said, I followed my husband down here. She said, my family told me not to go, but I was trying to be a good wife, and I followed my husband down here. She said, when we first got here, everything was going along well. She said, but he somehow got hooked on drugs and lost his job. And not long after, he left me and the children. She said, and I've done the best that I can, she said, but I just can't make ends meet. She says, and I really don't want to go home because they told me before I left, don't leave. She said, but Reverend, I don't have much of a choice. She said, I'm going home, but the fact is I'm going home the hard way. And that put me in the mind of our text today. This book is a story of tragedy and triumph. It's a story of death and love. The dominant image pattern is the tension between emptiness and fullness. Moving from the emptiness on the natural level of famine in Bethlehem to the emptiness on the domestic level of the death of Elimelech, the father, to the deaths of Mahlon and Chilion, her two sons, to the emptiness on the personal of Naomi's inner depression, for how is she going to make it in the world when all the men in her life are gone? She's in trouble sociologically. She's in trouble economically. She has nobody to protect her. She has nobody to look after her, for everything and everybody that she knows is gone. The story is told from the viewpoint of women for whom home and heart are preeminent. Naomi is miles away from where the Lord wanted her to be, but eventually she finds her way home to Bethlehem and the blessings of God. The text begins in the middle of the dialogue between Naomi and her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. There's been a famine in Bethlehem, and everything that happens from this point forward, Naomi has no control over it. Elimelech decides that the family ought to move from Bethlehem to Moab because there's a famine in Bethlehem, so they migrate to Moab looking for a better life, and Naomi has no control over it. When they get to Moab, life is going well for a moment, but looking later on, life crashes. The situation turns dire. Elimelech dies, and Naomi has no control. Her two sons marry Moabite women, of which she has no control, and her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Naomi has no control over their death. Everything that's happened so far in her life has been taken out of her hands, and now she went to Moab looking for a better life, and life has turned on her. What do you do when you go looking for something better and life only gets worse? All support, all visible means of support is gone. She's left now with only her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. Both of them love Naomi. Both of them fall on this woman's neck. They embrace her. Naomi says to them, go back to Moab. Go back to your own land. Find some young men to marry. I'm too old to have any more sons. And if I did, by the time they became of age, you would be too old for them. Go back to Moab. and find a life for yourself. Oprah is the first in a sad series of those who are not far from the kingdom of God, but they turn back. They're almost to the blessing, but they quit too soon. And can I throw in for free that it's never too late to start, but always too soon to quit. Many of us are on the verge of a breakthrough, are almost to the blessing, but somehow we turn back. There's somebody in here now. God is almost to the point of blessing you. Don't turn back now. You've been waiting this long. You've been holding on this long. Your blessing is on the way. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Oprah is the one who shuts herself out from the covenant and sinks back to the world that she has not totally turned her back on. And there's some Oprahs in my Mariah this morning. The least sign of difficulty, the least sign of problem, the least sign of trouble, you go back to what you never fully turned your back on in the first place. I wish I had a witness in here today. Some of you all are not fully committed. And the least little ill wind that blows, you're ready to give up and throw in the towel. How many know you got to have some stick-to-itness? How many know the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end? Come hell or high water, I'm going to stay on the Lord's side. But Ruth, who really loved her mother-in-law, Ruth's passionate outburst of tenderness is immortalized in the scripture. She has put into fitting words for all generations the deepest thoughts of a loving heart, for she speaks from a heart that has been broken early in life. And can I tell you, there is no beauty like the beauty of a woman who has known sorrow early in life. When God visits you early in life with pain, it puts something in your smile. It puts something in your demeanor. Listen, beauty is not about lips and hips. It's not about breasts and legs. It's not about hands and hair. It's about God touching your life early to let you know that beauty is deceitful, but a woman who fears the Lord. There's something about a woman who God has sent pain to early in life. Put something in your voice. It puts something in your eyes, in your testimony. You sing with new meaning. You've got a testimony. You've got a praise that has been tempered and touched by heartbreak. Ruth's eloquent refusal to leave her mother-in-law and corresponding loyalty are etched in our memories as an unsurpassed expression of love and devotion. Her love for Naomi melted into her love for Naomi's God. Her love for Naomi melted into Naomi's God. And I wondered, did Ruth see something in that old woman when life turned on her? Did she see a strength in that old woman? Did she see courage in that old warrior that when the rug was pulled out from under her, when life caved in on her, did Ruth see something in Naomi that made Ruth say to her, entreat me not to leave you, nor cease the following after you, for where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Here it is. Your God shall be my God. And I wonder today, what do people see in you when life gets tough for you? What do people see in you when the rug is pulled out from under you? What do people see in you when sickness and death visits you? Ruth saw something in Naomi that made her decide, where you go, I'll go. Where you lodge, I lodge. Your God shall be my God. Listen. Y'all listen to me carefully. Don't get offended about what I'm going to say right about now. But the fact is, if we had more women like Naomi, we would have more young women like Ruth. If we had more old women like Naomi, we'd have more young women like Ruth. Old women who dress their age. Thank God you're 65. Praise God that you're 70, 75. Some folk didn't live that long. We need some women like Naomi, two or three, don't get offended when I talk about older women. But the Bible says that old women ought to teach the young women. Wish I had a witness in here. You ought to live so some Ruth is looking at you, Naomi. And then Ruth, don't be too hard on Naomi, because you don't know what Naomi went through to be Naomi. You don't know how many bruises Naomi has. You don't know how many scars Naomi has. You don't know how much pain Naomi's been through to be Naomi. Every Ruth needs Naomi. Every young woman needs a seasoned older woman to tell them, honey, slow down. You can't live 2 weeks in one day. I used to be fine like you. My hair used to be black like yours. My eyes used to be sharp. My hearing used to be clear. Slow down, Ruth. Let Naomi tell you something. After a while, you're going to wish for those days you wasted in foolish pursuits. Don't call me Naomi. Call me Myra. Because I went out full, but I'm coming home empty. Now, Naomi means pleasant. Myra means bitter. And how many know that life is sometimes pleasant? And then it's sometimes bitter. You're up sometimes, down sometimes. You feel good sometimes, can't hardly make it sometimes. Laughing sometimes, crying sometimes. Wish I had a witness in here. Naomi got a word for Ruth this morning. Naomi wants to say to Ruth, if you be not weary in well season, you'll reap a harvest if you don't faint. Naomi has a word for Ruth this morning, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and those who are the called according to his purpose. I wish I had a Naomi here this morning who would look at some young Ruth and tell her, girl, I know what you're going through. I've been there. God brought me out. God saw me through. God helped me raise my children by myself. God made a way out of no way. Ruth needed Naomi. But Naomi needs Ruth. Ruth and Naomi got to work together because there are no men out there. I wish I had time to say right there this morning. There are no men out there. It's slim pickings out there. I'm the last one. Ruth, stay with Naomi because Naomi can't lose with the stuff she used. And I ain't talking about lips and hips. I ain't talking about breasts and legs. I'm not talking about hands and hair. I'm talking about what God can bring you out. Come on, can I get a witness in here today? When life turns on you, God will be right there. Let me teach y'all something. The trip from Moab to Bethlehem was a 7 to 10 day trip. It would require them to cross the Jordan River, then climb up an elevation of 2,000 feet in order to reach Bethlehem. They could have stopped along the way, but they continued until they were where they were supposed to be. The journey is 7 to 10 days, crossing the Jordan, going up at least 2,000 feet by themselves. And the text says that after Naomi saw Ruth was steadfastly minded, after Naomi saw Ruth wasn't going back to the club, because how many know that everybody you start out with, you ain't going to finish with? Some folks are just seasonal folks. Some folks are just there for a season. Other folk are there for a reason. Stop trying to make seasonal folk permanent folk. When Naomi saw that Ruth was real, and I wish I had more real people in my life. Can I get a witness in here today? Aren't you tired of fake, phony folk who are friends with you today but won't talk to you tomorrow? Aren't you tired of fake folk at the church who act like they love you until they get cross with you? I wish I had some more real folk. After Naomi saw that Ruth was going all the way with her, the trip that took 7 to 10 days, they had to cross the Jordan, go up 2,000 feet. The text says, Naomi stopped speaking to her. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded, they walked 10 days without talking to one another. Now, they ain't mad. They're not upset with God. They're not upset with each other. Here's my point. Moab is down here. Bethlehem is up there. Let me say that again. Moab is down here. Bethlehem is up there. And in order to get up there, you got to leave down here.
And some of our problem is we want to hold on to what's down here. That's why we can't get up there. Some of y'all need to let go of some stuff. Down here. 7 to 10 days. Cross the Jordan. Go up 2,000 feet, and for 7 to 10 days, they don't talk to one another. And sometimes the reason we can't get anything done is we talk too much. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they talked too much. Mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. And sometimes we talk too much. Sometimes we need to shut up and do what needs to be done. I know it looks tough. I know the journey looks rough. I know it seems like we're not going to make it. But how many live with God? All things are possible. And sometimes we need to stop talking and get to walking. That's why I don't like sitting next to folk in church that talk all through church. It's a distraction. You don't tell your neighbor, don't talk to me, I'm listening to the word. There's somebody sitting on the other side of you, tell them, don't talk to me, I'm listening to the word. There's somebody behind you, tell them, don't talk to me, I'm listening to the word. They stopped talking and went to walking. And to get from down there to up there, you can't talk the talk. How many know you got to walk the walk? And I've discovered that it takes longer to get back to where you came from. And once you get down there, it's harder to get back up here. I can prove that. You remember when Jesus was in the temple questioning doctors and lawyers. His parents thought that he was with his kinfolks and acquaintances. But Jesus is not always where you think he is, and he's not always in whom you think he is. But if you go back, you can always find him where you left him. Now, it took them one day to realize that Jesus wasn't with them and 3 days to get back and find him. It always takes longer to get up here when you fall back down there. Can I get a witness in here today? Can somebody be a witness that it's hard to get back to the top, that once you've been on the top and fall to the bottom, it's hard. Anybody ever got behind on your bills and seems like the more you try, the further behind you get? Can I get a witness in here today? You pay a partial payment. You pay the interest, but you can't never seem to catch up. Here they are. Naomi and Ruth by themselves. No men. No Social Security. No welfare, no aid for dependent children, no SNAP benefits, no commodity cheese, no powdered milk. How are we gonna make it? But while women are moaning, God is moving. Why are you trying to figure it out? I wish I could get a witness in here today. Why are you up all night? Why are you turning your hair gray? Why are you trying to figure it out? God's already working. Can I get a witness in here today? Won't he work it out? Won't he come and see about you? They make their way back to Bethlehem of Judah, which is a place of praise. When they left Bethlehem to go to Moab, they left their praise. And blessings can't fall to you if you lose your willingness to praise God. I know it looks bad. I know it looks dark. I know it doesn't look like things are going to turn in your favor. But I believe if you praise God in the midst of what you're going through, if you raise your hand in the midst of it, if you shout even when you're broke, if you tell God thank you even before the answer comes, he has a strange way of delivering you through your praise. He inhabits the praises of his people.
And I wish I could get some broke folk in here today, some folk who hadn't got an answer to your prayers, but you just praise God anyhow. Listen, if you broke and don't mind your neighbor knowing you're broke, if you're going through something and don't mind your neighbor know you're going through something, would you give God an anyhow praise? That means even though I'm broke, even though I'm going through, even though I'm sick, I'm going to praise God anyhow. I wish I could get some anyhow of your folk in here today to help me praise the God of my salvation. For when praises go up, blessings come down. Can I tell you, when you have nothing, just keep on praising God. When you get laid off, just keep on praising God. Brother Rick, when General Motors go on strike, just keep on praising God. When the doctors say we're going to try something new, just keep on praising God. When you become the parents because your parents have gotten old and you've got to take care of them, just keep on praising God. You get tired sometimes. You get discouraged sometimes, but just keep on praising God. I know some of you might be old this morning. Some of you might have arthritis, but if you could just get your hand up a little bit and give God some praise. We'll finish this next Sunday, but I feel a praise coming on right now. Will somebody help me lift Jesus? Will somebody help me praise his name? Jesus is worthy to be praised. Jesus, my blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. If the children were in the choir stand, they would tell us, in my mouth, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I've got to leave you now, but I don't know what you came to do, but I came to lift him up. Oh, I came to sing my song. I came to do my dance. I came to praise his name. Why don't you grab somebody? Why don't you hug somebody and tell them, I didn't come here to talk. I didn't come here to gossip. But I came to praise his name. If you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him by myself. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Ain't he worthy? Whatever you're going through, grab your neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will. You don't hear me? God will. Oh, God will. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't the Lord bring you out? God will. Won't he take care of you? Can you say glory? Can you say glory? Glory. Hallelujah. If you just praise, God inhabits the praises of his people. I don't care what's going on in your life. Don't let the devil steal your praise. I don't care what you're going through. Don't let the devil steal your praise. They were by themselves. Walked 7 to 10 days. Crossed the Jordan. Climbed 2,000 feet. Didn't say a word to one another. They were just making the journey. And sometimes you gotta quit talking to certain people because they don't have an encouraging word for you. So sometimes you gotta block some numbers. Sometimes you gotta block some Facebook friends. Sometimes you gotta take some people out of your email address because they don't have anything positive to say. Sometimes in the church we talk too much. Be careful who you talk to, child. You know we can't do that. We ain't got no business even trying it. But I believe that God can do anything but fail. Do I have a witness in here today? That God can take the impossible. I need a witness in here today. God can take what people say can't be done, what they say you can't do. God can take the impossible and make it possible. So some of y'all are working on jobs you ain't qualified for. Living in houses you didn't have the credit for. Driving cars, they shouldn't have given it to you. But God made the impossible possible. If you're here today, the doors of the church open. Come by letter. Christian experience. Candidate for baptism.